All right, the donation link is live. The Justice Fund. All right, let's get started. I am joined by Alex Peter, a public defender in New York, also known as Law Overruled on TikTok. He's a TikTok heartthrob, and we are raising funds today for Release Aging People from Prison campaign. Since he's here, and he's a public defender, and he's, are you ACAP? Would you say you're ACAP?
I would say that is correct.
He's ACAP. He's an abolitionist. I thought, you know, who better to have here with me reacting to a Jubilee video? Are all cops bastards? Police versus criminals, middle ground. These are oftentimes very unhinged videos. And I feel like you are the perfect person to take a little journey with in that regard. This is going to be good. You have some unhinged opinions as well. You know what I'm
Thank
saying?
Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Let's get started.
Just because you're a cop, why should you have the right to tote a gun around just because you have a badge?
And you're saying we shouldn't be armed?
You shouldn't have guns at all.
Okay, next time there's an active shooter going into a university, then we're just going to let him shoot all the students.
You know what? I can't do this. This episode of my wife.
Damn!
Step forward if you agree with the prompt. Cops should not carry guns.
Oh, interesting.
Only one person? Oh, two people?
There are so many countries in this world that do not have this level of violence within its law enforcement department or any other department. Guns themselves are not the issue. It's the finger behind the gun, because you don't know the mentality, the mind, you know, the heart of the person. And people, things trigger people and they snap. And no one exempt. Police officers are human beings too. They can snap.
If you took guns away from the uniform, I guarantee
I'm just saying,
you, like,
I don't know if I agree with that statement.
Maybe it's a, if you had maybe to struggle to submit a perpetrator and to, like, actually do work, police work, like, it's not just about reaching for your gun 99% of the time.
Right in front of my building, I was harmed by an older man. When I got away, I went to the police. The detective took me to the hospital. Everything checked me out. You know what the police officer did? Having a gun and everything else? Pulled me over, saying he was taking me back home, pulled me over on a dark side of a street and raped me because of the uniform, the badge, and the gun that made me freeze. But you, as a police officer, saying that you were here to protect and to serve, you allowed your power, your uniform, you got everything else to make you think that that was okay.
Can the disagreeer step forward?
Someone else has a gun, you gotta defend yourself too, you know, just the way you use it. I'm not saying that you should use guns, but I mean, if you have a gun, then you have to use it, of course, but not use it just for traffic stops or people with mental illnesses, stuff like that. That's out. If they have a knife or a stick or, you know, or a fork, like, that doesn't justify anybody getting shot.
So you're for having armed police officers?
If someone else has a gun, yeah.
I believe that y'all should be armed because I believe in the Constitution. I don't believe in the policing that the police force has done throughout many communities I've been in, but I do believe in...
Bro, like, how are you an ex-con and you're like, I believe in the Constitution? Like, the Constitution and the system that it is supposed to prop up has, like, failed you dramatically. I don't understand, but hey, you know, it is what it is, I guess.
People buy into it, and then they...
Yeah, she's still an American after all. You know what I mean? Okay,
let's... Rights versus laws, and I do believe that there are dangerous scenes that you go to where it is required to use them. So I have to agree that part of your, like he said, his tool belt needs to include a pistol.
So you mean to tell me that what happened at Michigan State University with an active shooter killing...
I like that, cops are... The implication that cops are only necessary during active shooters kind of invalidates, like, the need for cops. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, you're right. In an active shooter situation, you do need someone who is armed to provide some level of defense. Except, you know, this is post-Uvalde, so that's a little bit different, even though cops have behaved in the appropriate manner in numerous other mass shootings that have happened since Uvalde, because fucking holy shit, enough mass shootings happened that, you know, you got enough mass shootings happened that, like, clearly there will be some where the cops are actually behaving in the way that they're supposed to, which is, like, you know, that is the one instance I say where, you know, that violence is justified. It is defensive.
Okay. Yeah, sure, yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, yeah. It's like, if you're killing children at a school, I think that, like, someone with a gun...
Yeah, that's pretty bad, I guess.
Yeah, can you throw that out? Yeah. If someone is stopping the further killing of children from happening, like, that's valid. That's justifiable. Most other circumstances, which is the overwhelming majority of circumstances where cops are behaving in a violent manner, whether it be like the tip of the iceberg, which is what you see, which is like, you know, brutal moments of like unarmed citizens being executed, being shot from behind, or even the overwhelming majority of interactions that cops have that are actually violent, because ultimately even like arresting someone is a violent act, and oftentimes it is completely unjustifiable. In those circumstances, that violence is not a necessity. Because if that was a necessity, you wouldn't go to the fucking Michigan State shooting as a fucking example. You would go to any number of those other situations. You'd be like, well, yeah, what are you going to do if you see someone loitering like a homeless person and then you need someone to come in and beat the shit out of them? You know what I mean?
Five students. Or Ubaldi, where they went into an elementary school and killed children.
Wait, he is not using Uvalde. Oh, what a fucking idiot.
We'll see if they get him, though. Let's see if they hit him on it.
Sandy Hook, what happened over 10 years ago.
Right over it.
You're sitting there telling us that we shouldn't be carrying firearms?
Yeah, you shouldn't. Like, if you guys are just traffic cops and stuff like that, you guys shouldn't.
No,
if you guys are like a SWAT team.
Yeah, you're not answering my question.
Like I said, I'm just going based on what you said. You call me a predator. I'm like, I've never done that in my life, right? I've been in situations where I've been shot at. I had two members of my department die in the last 2 months. I've been in situations where I've needed my firearm.
I'm willing to bet. What do you think they died from?
Like a COVID?
Statistically speaking, it probably is COVID. Or the other killer, heart disease. Or the other killer... vehicular fatalities as they're fucking riding through a goddamn red light with their lights on, thinking that everyone is going to be ready for that moment.
Needed every tool in my belt in my career. You would go out and then see half of the stuff I see, you may change your perception about what you see.
You're saying that we should have pepper spray, tasers to Michigan State University or Ubaldi? Is that what you're saying? So you're telling me that if I'm a cop, I have no gun.
Bro, he keeps saying Uvalde. Dog, Uvalde's the worst example. Someone take this bald fuck down, please. Oh, my God. Oh, I have another theory that I should clue you in on. We're not racists in this community. Obviously, phrenology is the skull science that was advocated for by racists. I don't know if you're familiar with this. The idea that, like, different skull measurements indicate, like, you know, inherent genetic inferiorities or superiorities. Now,
yeah. Is that why you have all those skulls out here?
I do, but hold on, I'm gonna get to it.
Okay.
With one exception, I like to call this cop phrenology.
Okay.
I am a firm believer that if you are thumb-like, if you look like a thumb, the more thumb-like you are, the more ACAB you are. ACAB in this community does not always stand for all cops are bastards. It stands for assigned cop at birth.
Oh, okay.
So what I firmly believe and genuinely believe is that you are assigned, you're assigned cop at birth. What I'm trying to say is this man, the proof's in the pudding. I mean, this guy is a thumb. Cop.
But right. Also,
this, and he said to the community, like maybe.
No, that's not what he said.
Maybe
call, like, the prompt is, should cops be unarmed? Hold on a second. You just got done watching probably the most tragic incidents in the, probably historically, Ubaldi. May I add, just kids.
Wait,
for crying out loud.
They added,
and what you're sitting here saying is that we shouldn't be in
an hour.
What is it? Would you like me to do? If someone has an AK-47 killing kids, that's my question to you.
We actually have our own rights. You know that we actually have our own rights to carry and defend ourselves in certain situations like that.
You know, with all due respect, that's not the question
but
I'm asking.
If you want to use your body,
I'm asking you if you were okay. I'll ask in a different way. If you're a police officer and you have no firearms, you got your pepper spray, you have your taser, you have your baton, and you are responding to Ubaldi Elementary School where there's an active shooter with an AK-47. What are you going to do?
Wait outside the classroom for over an hour.
To the proper authorities that would be entitled to have those weapons that are not in the general community.
I get what he's saying.
No, but what entitled to have weapons? Who? What agency?
So like
SWAT
like the UK.
And above.
Yeah, what he's saying. Like United Kingdom, how United Kingdom, their special force and their police department have weapons, but they're regular.
So why should you just be? Why should you have the ability to just tote around a gun? That's my question to you.
What's that?
My question to you is, just because you're a cop, why should you have the right to tote a gun around just because you have a badge?
No. That's not what the prompt is. The prompt is cops being unarmed. Cops being all of us.
Yeah, but you use your body. And your body, they took like over an hour to respond when they were there. So you had the guns and you still didn't.
What I'm saying is that he's saying cops. Cops is a very... when you say cops to me, you're talking everybody.
Police violence is blown out of proportion.
When we see the videos of a police officer handling a child and that cop has become violent towards a child,
And I agree. But my thing is, has it been blown out of proportion? I see that
hey,
one incident.
Sometimes we see it a lot. Children deserve
you do see
it
a lot. But you have to also take in consideration that there's over 1,800 agencies in the entire United States. So if you look at the big grand scheme of things, as it relates to all these agencies, and you do see violence, you do see where it's scrutinized, where it's brutal. But if you take the numbers, it's very, very minimal.
If you look at all the public contacts with all agencies nationwide compared to these bad incidents or the perception of bad incidents, it's a very micro compared to the macro of how many public contacts all the agencies have with
I mean,
the public.
Those are the ones that you do see. I mean,
and it was brought up
media,
earlier about the media blowing it up. And we agree to that.
There was, you know, Rodney King, there was Emmett Till, there was
all
these
and
people,
you know, and you know? Honestly, there's bad officers. Yeah. And good officers will be the first ones to tell you there are bad officers. There's bad bad in
Pause
every
Pause
work.
It. You hit the space bar. Good officers are not the good officers are not the first that they're bad officers. What the fuck? No. It's an entire culture of denying accountability. And if anything, the good officers, the supposed mythical good officers, are literally the bad officers, or the fired officers, technically. Okay? They're no longer officers. It's bullshit.
You're behind bars right now saying this.
Yeah. I'm locked up.
Stop. Oh, is this Nicole's Instagram?
Oh my God. Her name is Blue Line Barbie. Hello. I am constantly under fire.
She not a natural redhead?
Yeah.
Stolen valor.
It's fucked up. That pisses you off, don't it?
It really does.
Listen, the real oppression is that I cannot put a bulletproof vest over my gigantic knockers. I'm sorry. Dang. I can be your devil or your angel. Just saying, Blue Lives Matter.
They're like,
fuck!
Wait.
We lost them.
Get out.
Committing a crime is never justified.
Oh, come on. They all agree.
You with the prompt?
No.
Everything is a crime now.
Can the disagreeer step forward?
That prompt, it's a very open-ended question. I shared a part of my story earlier about the person, the officer, who was there.
It's like the right side of the table, I totally get. The left side of the table, I'm like, ooh, what do they mean by committing a crime is never like
just the crimes they commit on a
day. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. They're like, yeah, I mean, sometimes you gotta do a crime, you know? What do you mean?
I mean, planting evidence to protect is her. Technically a crime.
Yeah.
And he committed a crime against me. Was he justified? Because he's a police officer, a detective. I forgave him. And so that's why I couldn't step forward, because I had to pause for a second. I have to take a neutral stance here, because that's not our reality.
I was 14 years old, and I was deciding to not go to school. And my stepdad came up and yanked a cover out from underneath me, and I hit the ground off of a bunk bed. And I got up cussing him, and he slapped me across my face, and I was the one that was taken to juvenile hall. But damn it, my crime was justified. You know, I think with anybody, any crime that is committed.
So that. Okay, so you understand it then. Like, you operate without understanding. Okay, Nicole's the only good cop, because she's no longer a cop, okay? I'm just saying, because, like, she's no longer a cop. The point I was trying to make is this. As long as she's off the roads, as long as she's not a cop anymore.
You'll go on a date with her?
No. As long as she's no longer a cop anymore, I'm saying that's, like, one less cop off the streets. That's objectively a good thing. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say because...
And
yeah, okay,
instead of, like, fucking harassing minorities or, you know, brutalizing homeless people, she's, like, making an OnlyFans, which is, technically... Again, better than being a cop.
Of course it's better than being...
Hey, yes, there you go.
Anything.
That was my point.
Okay. There's a reason. There's a background. Okay. There's a story.
There you go.
There's circumstances that
like,
you have to find out.
Horny.
And
I,
us
I
as police officers, that's our job, you know, and we'll take it from there.
So none of you as officers stepped forward and felt like it was unjustifiable the minute that you put your badge on to commit a crime?
No.
Not one of you?
I feel like
she just asked for an instant.
Right, I feel like some things are justified for basic survival.
I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. If like, four of you didn't
that's way
that
more self-awareness than I thought was going
to
be presented
to protect
here.
And serve my community, his community, your community, her community, and not one of you stepped forward. I was going to step forward and challenge it. I hesitated and went back because I wanted to rethink it. Not one of you felt like when you put on that badge and that tool belt that there was no justifiable reason to commit a crime because it'd be self-defense, right?
Some things are just, like I just said, basic survival. I deal with transients all the time, right? They go and steal something.
God, dude, that immediately.
I like hearing the cops
say transient. Dude, it zaps my brain. When I hear that word, I'm like, I hate it so much. It says infinitely more about you as a fucking sick freak than anything you have ever seen with your own two eyes that a homeless person has done. Okay. Like, I'm no big city lawyer like Alex is here. Okay.
That's
He's
right.
quite literally a big city
I'm
lawyer.
A fancy city boy.
He is. And I certainly sometimes say things that probably are not like the most politically correct. I'm not like one of those people who's like, oh, you got to say like houseless people. You know what I mean? Like sometimes colloquially.
Experiencing houselessness.
Yeah. Or experiencing houselessness. Like I think it's like much easier to just say homeless person. Right. As long as you like identify them as a human being. But when I hear transient, I just know how fucking loaded that term is, and I know what that like. You're just saying they're not human at that point. They're like automatically like a bad person. Like they're automatically a criminal that's violent and needs to be dealt with violent force.
Something. Yeah. My department requires me to do something when somebody steals something. Now, I think it's right? No, but he's hungry. It's my job, so I have to do something or I'm going to get fired. Can I pull out my card and pay
I've
for
done
it?
That.
No,
yep.
But I can't. My department doesn't allow me to do that, so I can't do that. I have to do something. They say, hey, I want him to go to jail. He's going to jail based on what that person said. With your situation, if she would have took the knife to the officer, that's justified to me, right? Mm-hmm. In my eyes.
Yeah.
Now, do we have justified and dealing with the consequences?
Historically,
are two different
good things. Dudes just
I'm totally
orders.
Accountable. Yeah. My years in prison made me 100% accountable for me and every action that I do and every thought that I make. So I've served federal and state prison. I have a parole until 2036 for narcotics.
God damn.
I've never hurt anybody. Nobody's ever overdosed from my drugs. I just got caught.
I got the good shit.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's clean. Like nobody's ever overdosed is pure. It's fucked up.
The Reagan laws. I was raised in there. I've created my deepest friendships that I have in there. I've left women behind in there. The problem is that when I found myself in trouble since I've been home, the last number I would call is anything with 11, 211, 411, or 911. My loss of faith and belief in the whole entire police community is gone.
They don't give a shit. They don't because you're an ex-con. So they think that like
you deserve it.
Yeah, you deserve it. Or no, they think that like, of course you're not going to call the cops. You're a criminal still. Like that's what their attitude is. 100%.
So I served 27 years in prison in a maximum security
Jesus
prison for
Christ.
Women.
Christ.
I had a sentence of 25 to life for the crimes of kidnapping and murder. That's what I was convicted
of. Oh shit.
Did I do it? That's a different story. No person that represented a system helped me. Punishment has become the response to every damn thing in this country.
Because it's like we're out in the street living every day to survive. We're out in the street doing our own thing.
Kidnapping
when
and
you
murder,
guys,
especially
colleagues,
if you didn't
come
do it,
after
it's crazy.
Us, like at what point does it justify your colleagues to do all that stuff just because they have that badge? When y'all colleagues are shooting at us, how does that justify you guys' crimes? That's what I understood from her.
Who,
I understood, like, when
I'm,
you guys are, yeah,
totally
that's what I did.
Yes, I was agreeing with what she's saying.
You're out in the streets, and, you know, you guys come and do all this and that. Who's calling? Who's calling us to get to where you're at?
All right, let me give you a perfect example, right?
Okay.
Let's say I have a broken-down car. You know,
okay.
I have a broken down car and nobody called you. You just happen to see a broken down car and I have my emergency lights on too. So I'm declaring that I'm having an emergency situation.
Okay.
You see me out and about. I'm on my phone. I'm in a safe area on this side, on the right side of my vehicle where I'm not in imminent danger. I'm following all my protocols. Let's say I even go as far as putting a road flare or a cone from like a traffic kit. I cover all my T's and A's. You know, I'm literally trying to avoid you because I don't like you. So I'm doing everything I gotta do, but here you go. Woo, 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 woo. Hey, what's up? Do you need help? And I'm like, no, sir, I don't need any help. I've called AAA. They're on their way. I verbally communicated with you that I'm good. I'm in no imminent danger. I put my cones up. I'm waiting for AAA. I relayed to you, verbally communicated that I'm okay. I'm not bleeding. You're not seeing anything going on with me that would attract you to come after me. But here you are grabbing at your belt, pulling everything.
just seeking for something to go after. Immediately seek, like you're like a predator, bro. You're literally hawking eye into your target and you're like, I'm gonna get him. Boom, and then here you go. You've been drinking today? I'm like, bro, I just told you I don't need your help. Like, I'm sitting here waiting for my triple A to come with a flat tire because I got a wheel lock. Okay. Oh, so, but have you been drinking today? Are you on probation or parole? Immediately, it's like, dude, I'm in distress. Right. I've advised you I don't need your help.
Right.
Put up all my flares, crossed right. all my T's, dotted all my I's, but you continue to push the subject.
Yeah.
Have and you then ever you been go as far as like pulling your gun?
Let me,
why are you getting hostile, sir?
Yeah, I'm not saying it doesn't Click. Happen. I'm just saying.
Why are you getting hostile, sir?
Click.
You good?
Yeah, so.
I feel like you're getting hostile, sir. Put your hands where I can see them. Click. Okay. There we go.
So I'm going to tell you what I always just say in the streets when I well, work patrol.
I mean, do we agree here?
He's got
this
a gun.
I'm going to tell you what I always say in patrols. You know, and this is what I said in my earlier comment where we get painted with this broad brush. First of all, I would have given you a ride. When you say you, I just want to make sure and be clear that me personally.
That's why I have triple A, though.
Hold on, let me finish. What I'm saying is that in my mind, you're speaking about me personally, I would have helped you no matter what.
But I don't need your help. I've advised you.
I would have done that different.
When you were taking
and you know
away,
what?
And
I would have went to Starbucks. I would have took off and went to Starbucks and got a cup. I would have took off and went to Starbucks and got a cup. I understand that. But what I'm saying is that
0%.
I'm
going
to tell you what I always used to say when I used 0%. To work in the streets. You're not letting me, you know what?
He's, look this how angry he is.
Good. We're not letting him come. You know, I gotta say, like,
what I'm trying to
But you gotta have more patience as a police officer.
Well, no, it's
look,
watch,
you look just face. Got a quick look snap, look and I
don't see. You always gotta be
no,
right.
No, I'm just
you
used to arguing. When I argue, I always let the person speak as much as you can.
I think he just
wanted to. The
crime that was committed, like when I was a kid, I wanted to be a cop. I saw the cops. I grew up in the 90s, so they would give baseball cards, and I thought the cops were the coolest things because I had a real bad childhood, like with my parents, and I didn't really have friends like that. But the cops would be there. But the second I got my lowrider bike, like the cops would pull me over and give me tickets, and I'd be like, why don't you stop them over there? It's like, well, we're stopping you. How are we gonna stop them? And then I would get tickets constantly. I was just a kid. I didn't know what I was doing. I liked the lowrider culture, and they would give me tickets all the time. Then my parents would be like, why are you getting tickets? Like, I'm like, I don't know. They just keep stopping me. And then, like, maybe I'll ditch school, and the cops would, like, you know, like, get me from a certain neighborhood and drop me off in a, like, far away from my house. Like, mm-hmm. Or sometimes, and I was a minor, and they would get me from the streets and take me to the police station, which I found out later was illegal. That and they made me to who I am. And they made me think that I was a bad guy until like I realized almost like 13 years ago, I don't gotta be that bad guy no more.
Criminals who commit violent felonies don't deserve certain legal rights.
You know what? I'm sorry, I can't do this.
Oh man.
It's not making any sense. The questions just don't make sense.
Sorry.
I can't really get my point across how I want to.
Good for him, man, honestly.
Like reverse, like, it's like you're asking the question, but you kind of...
I can't
do it.
Yeah, he's saying, like, these are incredibly suggestive questions,
yeah.
Which are super fucking loaded and kind of bullshit. That's, yeah. Like, his life.
Yeah.
Obviously, those in the power position here don't give a fuck.
Right.
But those who are powerless in the face of the system, well, their situation is going to be a little bit different. Now, we consume this Jubilee content all the time, and this happens all the time. Like, it'll be, like, trans people versus transphobes. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Sex workers versus, like, incel perverts. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense that, like, this dude was like, what the fuck is this shit?
I totally understand. You can always share.
With you.
Yeah.
And I can't be on camera doing
this. I totally understand.
I'm trying to get my point across at the police. You know what I mean?
Well, so you hit 45K on your mint. Your mint.
Is there something wrong with your mic?
The other side. Step forward if you agree.
This is actually a really good video. I'm sorry that I'm like fucking it up a little
bit. It's part of their job to put fear in us, but it shouldn't. You know, every time just for a traffic ticket or just being stopped on the street, it was always like guns drawn right away. You know, and every time they point their guns at me, especially towards my back when I'm not even looking, like it just gives me this fear. Like, and then not only that, they like to manhandle you. They like to like grip on your knuckles when I already know the procedure. I spread my legs and I try to do everything right. And they still try to manhandle you each time. They try to, like, hold you so you could react and do something.
Even structurally speaking, okay, handcuffs are created to contort your body in a way that it does not want to be in, okay? If you get handcuffed behind your back, it's a very, very uncomfortable situation. And you automatically, like, you physically snap back at it, okay? almost every part of like police apprehension techniques revolve around what they call pain compliance, which is, you know, it can get really fucked up and like actually hit like nerve points and shit like that. But basically every part of the police apprehension techniques are basically incredibly violent, and it, your body, even if you don't want to do something, even if you don't want to react, you end up reacting because your body's not supposed to fucking contort that way. So then they can justify further brutalizing you and beat the shit out of you, which they often do.
I want to go home to see my children, so I don't necessarily fear the other side. I just fear what could happen if I let my guard down while I'm doing my job. And that's it. Once you start off aggressive, I kind of have to match that, because in the back of my head, why are you being aggressive? I have to understand, hey, he's being aggressive for...
I don't know, maybe because you're like a fucking psychopath with an arsenal of weapons and also no legal setbacks if you use them on someone. No professional setbacks if you use them on someone, and no legal hurdles that you need to clear either. So I feel like that kind of is terrifying.
I signed up for the fact that one day I'm going to get shot, and 20 plus years ago, I couldn't agree with you more. I totally, totally understand that. Brutality and how we treat people, we treat them like sh-. I get that. Fast forward 25 nice. Years ago, it, because of all that treatment that we did, now you have ambushes, you know.
Oh,
you got
situations yes.
where suspects, you know, people are coming up at cops and just executing them. And
dude, it's happening every day.
Dude, it's so crazy.
It's happening
daily. Nicole.
I know. Well, that's why she's...
Nicole, luckily, is able to, like, you know, John Wicker situation out of it. But, like, yeah, she does Gunkata, I hear. Do you know what that is?
Yes, absolutely.
Equilibrium? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Marlon is supposed to be a spokesman for the police here, and I have heard him only bring up Uvalde as a way to defend cops.
Smartest
famously,
cop.
Yeah, smartest literally, cop. Famously, one of the best moments for the entire American police force. And then just routinely say, like, oh, dude, they're doing, like, ambushes all the time on cops. They're just executing them all the time.
And, you know, so... When the prompt says, you know, do I fear the other side? Well, yeah, I mean, the other side is someone who wants to take my life out and doesn't even know me. And I suppose that's a consequence of what happened decades ago where we did treat people like
I just had to say this. It stopped. It has to be clear.
It stopped after that.